Okay, Chevra, good to get back to learning, working on our tefillah together. And we're continuing with Ashrei, Limud of Ashrei, two of the psukim. One of the psukim that we're going to do tonight is really, I think, the first pasuk in Ashrei that I really, really remember knowing by heart. And it's because of an old diaspora yeshiva band song. I don't know how many of you remember the song Malchutcha, Malchutcha kol olamim, u'memshaltecha b'chol dar v'dar. If you don't know it, you should go on and listen to that song. I'm sure it's on Apple Music. I used to go to Har Tzion to their Motzei Shabbos concerts with my parents every week. Mamish, we used to go to their Malava Malka's Diaspora Yeshiva band and listen to that song and all their songs. So that's the first pasuk we're going to learn tonight. And the second pasuk that we're going to learn tonight, I'm not even going to try for a third, because Mamish, the third would be even a whole shiur on its own. But the second pasuk is Somech Adonai L'chol Hanoflim V'zokei V'chol Hakfufim. Personally, maybe the most meaningful pasuk in all of Ashrei to me. I mean, there's so many. As we've been learning, every pasuk in Ashrei is significant. Every pasuk has deep, deep lessons to it. But let's start with Malchuscha, Malchus Kolomim. What we ended the pasuk before, Lahodiel of Ne'adam Gvurosov, to teach people his greatness or their greatness. Remember, two different pshatim we said. Uchvod Hadar Malchuso. And so we ended the last pasuk about the Malchus Hashem, and then now we're shifting to talk about the Malchus Hashem. That people were gonna speak and give kavod to Malchus, but now Malchuscha Malchus Kolomim. Now we're defining the uniqueness of Hashem's Malchus. So what does it mean when we talk about the Malchus Hashem, the kingship of the Borei Olam? So what we have to first know is there are three different pshatim that we're going to talk about tonight. The first pshat that we're going to be speaking about tonight is Malchuscha Malchus Kolomim, that Hashem's Malchus encompasses all worlds. All existence are encompassed by Malchus Hashem. What does this mean? The quote from the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, Shal Malchuso kol ha'olamos ka'achas haruchniyim v'ashofel, that God's kingdom includes all of existence, from the most sublime and holy to the most seemingly mundane. And that's why the Baal HaTanya in his Sefer Torah Or explains, Malchuscha Malchus Kolomim is teaching us that really, when we talk about Malchus, we know in terms of the Sphiros, in terms of the Eser Sphiros, the primary Kalim of holding the Shefa, the divine energy coming into this world, the divine influence and bounty. So Malchus is the lowest, and from Malchus takes from all those that are above and brings it into existence. So the Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, Zechus Yigen Aleinu, he points out that we know the Gemara tells us that every blade of grass has a spiritual counterpart, has a Malach telling it to grow. And he says, this is what Malchuscha Malchus Kolomim means. Shemahaves kol ha'olamos me'ein liyesh mamish. Malchuscha Malchus Kolomim means that Hashem's kingdom is the kingdom of all worlds. It means that blade of grass is connected to a sublime spiritual concept, to divine energy. And that's what Malchuscha Malchus Kolomim is talking about. That's one level of Malchuscha Malchus Kolomim. And that level of Malchuscha Malchus Kolomim obviously lends to another teaching as well. That whenever we do mitzvahs with physical things, what we have to understand is that we're revealing the Malchus Hashem in everything. That's an idea people talk about, being gathering the sparks, the sparks of holiness. But there's something much more fundamental. Malchuscha Malchus Kolomim, that Hashem, your kingdom, encompasses all of existence. So therefore, when we take something physical and we use it for spirituality, when we use something physical in a way that connects it to its ruchani source, its spiritual source, we're revealing Hashem's kingdom in everything. And that's a very, very lofty idea to have. And that's how many tzaddikim saw the primary teaching of this pasuk, Malchuscha Malchus Kolomim, that Hashem, your kingdom encompasses everything. all olamos, all worlds. However, there's also a second pshat. Malchuscha malchus kolamim, and this the Meiri talks about this, the Rokeach Rishonim on this pasuk in Rashi. Malchuscha malchus kolamim, not in the sense that encompasses all worlds, but it is eternal. That Hashem, your malchus is eternal. When we talk about the great kingdoms of the past, right? And it is interesting because this is what David HaMelech is telling us. David HaMelech is a king. And David HaMelech is saying that Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim, that Hashem, your kingdom is the kingdom of Kol Olamim for all eternity. And not like Melech Basar V'dam, the Meiri says. And so that's a second shot, that when we talk about the Malchus Shemayim, Hashem's Malchus is something that stays La'olam Fad for us. But there's a corollary that follows from that. If we're saying Malchus Chamalchus Kolamim, that Hashem, your kingdom is forever. So Zok the Sfas Emes is a Torah that's found in many, many different places in the Sfas Emes. But what does it mean? It means that even when Klal Yisrael is in Galus, Hashem's Malchus is still exists. And the Sfas Emes writes in Parshas Chayisar, Ki gam she'anachnu begalus tachas eza malchus. Even when we're in Galus, under some different type of kingdom of Basar V'dam, yesh lanu lahaskil lahavin ki hakol me'ito yizbarach. That it doesn't take away from the Malchus Shemayim. The Malchus Shemayim is still there. And that's something that we have to know, Malchuscha Malchus Kolamim. And the Baal HaTanya teaches based on that. And this is something also in the Yesod HaAvod of Slonim, and the Sfas Emes talks about it as well. Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim, when we talk about not only seeing Hashem in physicality, seeing the divinity and the divine energy in the blade of grass, that's the first pshat, Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim, that's all encompassing. But a corollary of Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim, that God, your kingdom is eternal, and that even when Jewish people are in Galus, we have to know that the Malchus Hashem is still there. What we have to do, and part of the Avoda when Jews are in Galus, is to recognize and to reveal the Malchus Hashem in Galus. Meaning, it's the counterpart of the first pshat that we said, that it's about revealing the godliness in the physical. Now we have to reveal godliness in the exile, in the places that the Jewish people find ourselves, in the Baal HaTanya writes, in the Yesod HaAvod of Slonim, and the Sfas Emes as well, that even when we're sitting in darkness, Midas HaLaila, the Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe says, that is Malchus. Because there are times that Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim, Olam is a Lashon of Hester. Right, Olam He'elam means hidden. Malchuscha Malchus Kolamim, that God, your kingdom, is still the kingdom Kol Olamim, when everything is hidden, and this is a source of great nechama and emunah and bitachon for a Jew, that even when we're Kol Olamim, when we're facing incredible hester panim, Malchuscha Malchus Kolamim, that Hashem, your kingdom, still infuses and imbues all of the hiddenness that we struggle with. We know we have that bitachon, we have that nechama, that comfort, that ki ato imadi, that no matter where we go, as David HaMelech says most famously, of course, in Perek Chav Gimel, in Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo'ech, so wherever we go, we know that the Borei Olam is with us. And that's Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim from Elashon of Helam, that even when things are hidden, things are behester, we know Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim, that your Malchus is what's with us in the time of Hester Panim. And then what's Memshaltecha B'chol Davar Dar? So many Mifarshim, Rishonim already say Memshala means control. Malchus is a concept of kingdom. But Moshel means to rule over, means to have control over. And that's, we talk about at the end of Az Yashir Avadeh, Kil Hashem Hamlucha Moshel Bagoyim, that Kil Hashem Hamlucha, Hashem's kingdom is everywhere, but Umoshel Bagoyim. What does it mean? That Hashem's kingdom is everywhere, but Hashem's kingdom, we don't necessarily see the kingdom of Hashem, as we just said. Even when the Jews are in Galus, there's the kingdom of Hashem, right? But what does it mean, Umoshel Bagoyim? It means that he exerts control still. Even when the Malchus Hashem is hidden, there is still the Memshala, that Hashem exerts control. And what does that mean? How do we see that? So some talk about the idea that even when, and this is the Nam Elimelech, the Rebbe Remelech, Zechus Yegen Aleinu, Naam Elimelech says that even when the Malchus Basar V'dam that we're stuck with is a Malchus of Rishus, is a Malchus, is a kingdom of wickedness and Rishonim, and people are persecuting us, we have to know, U'memshaltecha b'chol dar v'dar. In every generation, Hashem's memshala is there, his control is there. And what does that mean? The Naam Elimelech, the Rebbe Elimelech says that what happens is that Elam Mamshala Nishar Tachas Yadushal Kadosh Baruch Hu Kimo Bedoris Rishonim, and that Memshala, that control, is what the Eibusher doesn't allow us to be wiped out. Meaning that it's a chesed of Hashem that even when there's a gezera, that there's a Malchus Arisha, that there's a Basar Vadam, there's a human king that is, God forbid, very bad to us. The control that the Eibishter exerts is Bechal Dar Vadar. And what's interesting is, you notice the first word Dar, generation, is written with a Vav. The second word Dar, meaning generation, is not written with a Vav. Why is that? And the Alshech HaKadosh tells us, because that the Memshala of Hashem, the control of Hashem, in some Doros, you see it clear, and that's Dalet Vav Reish, that it's written in the expanded form. And when you see things that are great, when you had a Beis HaMikdash, we see the Memshala, we see the control of God. But then there are also Doros, there are also generations without the Vav. The generations when we don't see the connection between us and Hashem, because we know the Vav is the letter that connects. We don't see the connection between us and Hashem. We're experiencing that Hester Panim. But nonetheless, Memshaltecha b'chol dar v'dar, even in the generation of Katnas Demochen, even in the generation of Hester Panim, of Galus Tachas, a Melucha of Basar V'dam, a Melucha of Rishus, Memshaltecha b'chol dar v'dar, that even in such generation, we know that you are there, Hashem. And there's a beautiful, powerful image that told over by Rabbi Yaakov of Husyatin. Husyatin was the youngest son of the Rishner. There was Rabbi Yisrael of Rishon, who was one of the biggest of the Rebbes. Rabbi Yisrael of Rishon was Malchus, was royalty in Hasidic lore, and he had a bunch of sons. His youngest son went to the Ukraine, became the Rebbe of Husyatin, right? And what happened was that during World War One, the Rebbe moved to Vienna, and Rabbi Yisrael of Husyatin, who went to visit the Hasidim back in the Ukraine, but he lived in Vienna, a grandson of Rabbi Yisrael, who took over for his father, Rabbi Shmuel Shachna, took over for his father. So he's a tzaddik that we should talk about, because when they were building a chelka, when they were creating a Rishner portion of the cemetery in Vienna, Rabbi Yisrael of Husyatin told his uncles and some brothers, he said, "I'm not going to be buried here. Don't worry. Don't save me a grave." They said, "Well, why not?" He said, "Because I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael." And he went on like a farewell tour around Eastern Europe and Western Europe. And everywhere he went, he told his Hasidim, "Oh, get out of here. Even if you have to run in your slippers, flee." This is in the early 1930s. He himself had experienced anti-Semitism in the streets of Vienna. In Vienna, a very cultured city. And he had bricks thrown at him. And he said, "He's done. He's out." And he went, traveled for quite some time through Europe, telling all Hasidim, whoever would listen to him. There are some records of some of the drushes that he gave in Krakow and different places, telling them, "Get out of here now." And he made his way to Tel Aviv. And there's still, you know, Husyatin Beis Medrash in Tel Aviv, a great tzaddik. So Yisrael of Husyatin, when he was in Eretz Yisrael on his deathbed, it was actually the fifth day of Hanukkah. His son, Rabbi Yaakov, reports that his father was muttering something. They didn't know what his father was muttering. And they leaned in close to hear. And his father was saying, "Malchuscha, Malchuscha l'olam, Malchuscha, Malchuscha l'olam," just over and over and over. Rabbi Yisrael of Husyatin, who was spared the destruction, who saw in the early 30s that the Jews had to leave, and he tried to get everyone who he could out. He told them all to go. And he himself set the example by leaving, saying he was done. but suffered great losses, obviously, during the war. And on his deathbed, this was the pasuk that he was saying over and over. And his son, Rabbi Yaakov, testifies about his father that this was what my father lived. Malchuscha, malchuscha, lalonim, umshaltcha, b'chod avadar. That the Malchus Hashem is in everything and is everywhere in all times. And there are times that we have to struggle to see it, but we say the pasuk over and over to be mechazik ourself. And I think, maybe, just maybe, this is a pasuk that we have to be mechazik ourselves with now. And again, another time we'll discuss maybe more about the life of Rabbi Yisrael of Usyatin and what that means for us as well. But that's the first pasuk. Malchuscha, malchuscha, lamim, shaltcha, b'chol dar v'dar. After the pasuk of Lamed ended with discussion of the Malchus Hashem, so we have to define what is Malchus Hashem. How do we understand it? And a number of different pshatim, the Malchus and the Memshala. But now we know that the Gemara in Brachos tells us it's one letter missing from Tehillah LeDavid, this parak of Tehillim. And what is that? That's the letter Nun, because we go from Malchuscha Malchuscha Lamim to the Samach of Somech Hashem Bilchal Naflim. What happened to the letter Nun? So the Gemara in Brachos Dav Dalav and Beis tells us. Why is there no nun? Let pasuk beginning with the letter nun in Ashrei in this parak of Tehillah Davim. Neisha yesh ba mapaltan shel sonei Yisrael, because nun alludes to the fall of the enemies of Israel. But again, he doesn't mean enemies. It's what the Gemara refers to as lashon sagi nahar. It's a euphemism. He means really the falling of the Jewish people. The Chsiv Nafla quotes a different pasuk. Va'al pichein chazar David v'samcha b'racha kodesh enemar somech Hashem l'chal anoflim. And that's why David HaMelech, when he recognized that the letter Nun is referenced to the fall of the Jewish people, so he supported the Jewish people with the pasuk of Samach, of somech Hashem l'chal anoflim. And that's what the pasuk means, a pasuk in Micha that says, ki nafalti kamti. And the Shem Yishmuel, the Sachet Shavar Rebbe, Rishmuel Bornstein, Zechuzi Gein Elenu, says that it's very important to recognize the Pasuk in Micha Perek Zayin says, Kinafalti Kamti, doesn't say after I fell, I got up. It says, Kinafalti Kamti, because I fell, I got up. And the Shem Yishmuel says, the Sachet Shavar says that this is what the Pasuk of Somech Hashem L'chal Neflim is teaching us. And this is what David HaMelech means when he takes out the letter Nun, that there's no letter Nun in Ashrei, but instead there's a Samach that's Somech Hashem L'chal Neflim. Because what's that teaching us? It's teaching us that a Jew, even when they're falling, Somech Hashem L'chal Neflim, think about that Lashon of Noflim, and this is the Beis Avram of Slanim, also says this, it doesn't say, L'chal shenaflu. Somech Hashem l'chal shenaflu. That Hashem supports all who fell. No, Somech Hashem l'chal anoflin. For all those that are falling. What does that mean? As you're falling, as a person's falling, as they're sinning, as they're in the grips of struggle, no, Somech Hashem l'chal anoflin. That Hashem is there supporting you. You think you're alone. You think you're in free fall, there's no net, there's nothing. Understand that Mamash Hashem is holding you as you're falling. Somech Hashem l'chol anoflim. And the Marsha on that Gemara explains that we have to understand the chesed of Hashem, that even as a person is falling in sin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu somech l'chol anoflim, even those that don't deserve l'chol anoflim, to all that are falling. And the Chiddush Erim actually, in a pshat in this week's Parsha, we know this week's Parsha is a very difficult Parsha. Parshas Bahaloscha is a Parsha that Alpi Kabbalah, they say that throughout the whole Parsha radiates the light of the Or HaGanuz, the hidden light, the light from the beginning of creation, the most pure light. But at the same time, we know it's because that it's a Parsha, when you read the words of the Parsha, it's the fall of the Jewish people. So, of course, it's in this parsha that discusses the fall of the Jewish people that Zak Tehelege Chidushe Harim, Zomech Hashem L'chal Anoflim, that even when a Jew sins and when a Jew is falling, Hashem is protecting the Jew. And he says this Bechina of God is known as Aim, the mother. the God as mother, the Eibishter as mother for the Jewish people. That what does that mean? That she rests on her children, meaning resides upon them even when they're corrupt, and even that even when the Jewish people are in a state of tumah, we're fashmutzed, right? It's the mother that cleans the shmutz. At least in my house, that's what it was. Right? But I mean, you know, my wife likes to say, how many dirty diapers did I really change? I think I changed my fair share. But we know there's certain dirty diapers that it really is just, okay, mommy, it's for the mommy, right? But lemaisa, the chidush of Shemes, that's bechinas aim li Yisrael. This is what the pasuk means. Samech Hashem l'chol hanoflim. That mamish, you're falling. You're in the grips of a free fall of sin, in a spiritual descent, plummeting. Understand, Samech Hashem. Hashem is there supporting you. That you're not going to collapse entirely. Hashem won't let you. And it's such a beautiful pasuk for anyone who's ever felt that you're struggling, ever felt that you're in such a bad place, that you're in free fall spiritually. How you can lift yourself up? You know how you lift yourself up? By knowing that the Eibishter is there and Hashem is supporting you, that Hashem is residing with us in the midst of our shmutz, in the most decrepit and disgusting place. Hashem's with us. Hashem's there with us. And the pasuk continues, the rokech says, what does it mean, kefufim? So Hashem straightens up those that are kafuf, that are bent. When a person is falling, you're in the grips of sin, you're falling. But the problem is, kafuf means after you sin. Because after you sin, you feel like garbage. Right? That's how some interpret. Samech Hashem l'chal anoflim. Mamish, as you're free falling, while you're doing the sin. Right? Samech Hashem, understand God is, the Eibishter is holding you up. Is holding you up. But what does it mean? Zokiv chalak fufim. After the person sins, you feel the tzabrachin, you feel broken after you sin. You feel totally, totally fashmutzed. You feel like, who am I kidding? What am I? Am I really good? How can I serve Hashem? I've fallen. Oh, I'm so disgusting. Zokei fulchol hakfufim. Hashem stands you up straight. When you're kafuf, when you're broken over, when you're bent over, Hashem mamish lifts you up and makes you stand straight. Zokei fulchol hakfufim. And of course we know, chevra, this is a bracha that we say every morning. Many connect the bracha that we say every morning to this pasuk in Tehillim. In our shir and tefillah, go back when we're Baruch Hashem, we have so many shirim that we've been learning together, tefillah. But go back when we discuss the bracha of Zokev Kefufim. Mamish, it's from this pasuk in Tehillim. Zokev L'chol HaKfufim. For any reason why you're bent over, Zokev, the Eibishter is going to straighten you up. Hashem's the ultimate chiropractor. I know there are good chiropractors out there. Hashem is the best chiropractor. Hashem is the greatest of chiropractors. If chiropractors aren't your thing, orthopedists, whatever your thing is, the Eibishter is the one that's going to make you straight. And we have to remember that. There's no such thing as falling too far. There's no such thing as being so bent that you're broken. No, zokev chalak fufim. You're bent, you're not broken. And this is what David HaMelech is telling us here in this pasuk. So two very important psukim chevra. Malchuscha, malchus kalamim, shaltcha b'chal davar, even in the helim, even in the time of hiddenness. Hashem's kingdom is eternal, so Hashem is with us even in the hardest times. As for the Jewish people, memshaltecha b'chol dar v'dar, even in a generation of rishus, a generation of shibud galios, when we're subservient and being beaten down by, subjugated by the nations of the world, there's still the memshala. Hashem is still in control. Hashem, the chesed of Hashem, won't abandon us entirely. We're never going to be totally lost, chalila. And what we talk about in the national, malchuscha malchus kalamin, the beautiful, beautiful counterpart as an individual. While we're falling in the grips of sin, even after, when we feel so unworthy, so unredeemable, understand. two very important psukim, two very beautiful psukim. Hashem should just help us that we can manage, internalize the very important messages of David HaMelech and both of them. Have a good night, everyone. Take care. Great learning again.